Today's daf is Ksubas daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin and Mabez, still discussing Kimle B'Darabi Mine and all the Makoros that we have. L'maskana, we mentioned that there are really two major sources for Kimle B'Darabi Mine, one mentioned in the Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf Lamed Vav Mabez, relating to Lo Ye Ason Anoshi Anesh, the Pasuk in Mishpatim, about the Tmei Vlados. But we also noted on yesterday's daf, the Pasuk we quoted earlier in the parak of Kidei Rishasam, Mishim Risha Achas, Ata Machaiva, Vieta Machaiva, Mishim Shtei Rishayos. And we ended up saying that they're used for two different types of Kimlei. Malkus, and they might even not be cool, like Malkus Umamon, might not even be a true form of Kimle Bidurabamine. Kimle Bidurabamine means the greater one, and that's Misa and Mamon. But when it comes to Mamon and Malkus and Mamon, that we said already earlier in the parak, if you remember, is it so clear which one is more Chamur? Kedei Rishaso Risha Achas, we had a machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan about, in the case of, you don't get both, so which do you get? Ula said Mamon, Rabbi Yochanan said Malkus. And the Gemara said, well, is Mamon a Lakula? Is it a Chumra? Is it worse to get a financial punishment? Is it worse to get a physical punishment? The Gemara didn't have a Maskana, really, on that. And that doesn't seem to be the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. They're arguing about which is the worst type of punishment. It might depend on the person. It might depend on many factors. So it sounds like they're just different. And you could look at it in both ways. So that might not even be a true case of Kimle. That's more of a case of only one punishment is allowed. And the question is, which one do you do? Misa and Mamon, that is a case of Kimle. That's Rab Amine. And then since the Gemara quoted both of those sources and went through the Tzrichasa, why you need both Misa and Mamon and Malkus and Mamon, the Gemara then went into a couple of other psukim that also can be interpreted as money in addition to something else, and each time we say, no, it doesn't mean that. So we went through the psukim at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, which talk about not taking money in lieu of galus, in lieu of ritzicha, in lieu of, not ritzicha, but the chayvei misas bezdin, and we ended up saying that those cases are not saying that it's an addition, but it would be instead of, and there's an issa daraisa to accept payment instead of killing the person, or instead of sending him to galus. And then we quoted the pasuk, gol arsesh lo yechupa, lo damashar shupach ba, and we said, no, that means that even after the arifas egla, one still has to kill the horeg if he is found, etc. So now we're up to another pasuk. We're still in the middle. So in the middle of these psukim that might have been interpreted as psukim telling us the anti-kimle, meaning pay money in addition, kamash malan, we say by each of these, no, it's telling me something else. It's not telling me that you pay in addition to the other punishment that one gets. Again, Eglah Rufa is not our topic now, but there's a lot to talk about by Eglah Rufa in terms of the communal responsibility, the Ziknei Bezdin go out, the placement, the Netziv points this out, the placement of Eglah Rufa, where it is in the Torah, in Parsha Shoftim, right smack in the middle of Dinei Melchama. Middle of Dinei Melchama. Even starting going back from the Dinim of a Melech, going to Melchama, and then before Kiseis HaMelech Melchama Alaivecha, you have stuck in Eglah Rufa. The emphasis being every human life. Even on the battlefield, we can't forget that value, and that's really the message of Eglah Rufa. Eglah Rufa is that every Jew is crucial, and that might be what's behind Yosef HaTzadik when he sends back to his father the last sugya that they had been involved in, being Eglah Rufa. Again, there's a lot of makoros that relate to this. Okay, but now let us continue with Kol Cheirim. About 12 lines up from the bottom, the next pasuk that might be related. Kol Cheirim Asher Yachara Min Ha'adam Lo Yipadeh Lamali. So what is that pasuk? Cheirim, what's a Cheirim? Right, Cheirim usually is interpreted as another way of, another mechanism that is available to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Charamim usually mean. There's Cheirim, there's Erech, there's Pidyon, there's Hakdasha, all different types of mechanisms to give things to the Beis HaMikdash. But this pasuk might mean, Kol Cheirim Asher Yachara Min Ha'adam, Lo Yipadeh Lamali. So that pasuk can also, Yacharam, many times, Rashi points out, is Mashma Alashon of Misa, like the pasuk says, Zoveach lo Elohim Yacharam, Pasuk in Mishpatim, if somebody sacrifices to a god, Avodah Zarah, they will be killed, and the Lashon Cheirim there means Misa. So maybe this pasuk means, Kol Cheirim, anybody's going to be killed, lo yipadeh, don't accept money. Right? So that sounds like a Kimlei law. So what do you need that pasuk for? We know it from all the other pasukim that we've quoted. Lama lis, the Gemara says, mi boy loki de tanya. So that pasuk is telling me, no, a different halacha. Mi nayin li yotze le harig. Right? Remember, ksubis hashas katan. So now we gotta talk a little bit about arachin, that mesechta. Mi nayin li yotze le harig. Viyama echad erko alai. Somebody's being let out of Bezin. They had a Gemara din lamisa. And then somebody wants to give a certain value to the Beis HaMikdash, so they say, Erko Alai, his Erech is upon me. Which we know, in Parshas B'chukosai, there are two ways to give the value of somebody to the Beis HaMikdash. Arachin and Damim, but they're very, very different. Arachin has set values in Parshas B'chukosai based on gender and age, that'll determine. You know, what your Erech is. What's my Damim? How much I can go for as a servant on the market. That's Damim. And Damim is very fluctuating. Right? It depends on the person. It depends on everything. It depends on strength. It depends on personality. It depends on Zrizus. There's a lot of research that somebody would do before they buy an Eved. But in terms of Erech, that's fixed in the Torah. So the chiddush of the Gemara here is, while somebody is being led out to the gallows after they already had a Gemara din lamisa, so fine, that person doesn't have damim because he's already on death row. Arachin, you might say, well, he still has an erech. That's very objective, right? And that is not related to exactly his personal state. Right, that's something that the Torah says. So you might have said that even after Gemara Din, a person might have an Erech. That's the chiddush of this halacha. The answer is no. The answer is midayin shelo sili harig. V'yamar echad Erecho alai minayin shelo amar klum. How do I know that it's meaningless? I'm not chayiv anything. Shneamar kol cheir mesher yacharam in adam lo yipadeh. Right, it says no. It's don't take money. And that's the case that it's referring to. Yochol af kodem shenigmar dino kein. You might think even before Gemara Din, this would be the case. Even if it's a case where Bezin is still doing masu matan, they're noted to say that he's going to be killed, but they haven't said it yet. So you might say there too, he does not have an erech anymore. Tabalomar min ha'adam v'lo kol ha'adam. So it's min ha'adam, which is only always a lashon of diuk, right? Min. Min ha'adam, limiting the word. Okay, so that pasuk is used up for something else, not to teach me anything about Kimlei. Ula Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya, de Omar ne'erach, mipnesha damav kitsuvin. Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya argues. He says in that source in Arachin that he does have an erach, right, based on the svara that we just said. That, fine, there's no damim, but there is arachin. Arachin are totally, arbitrary. Not related to this specific situation. So, according to him, hi, kol cher, my oven. So what does he use this pashuk for? So, mi boilei, likid etanya. So, he uses it for the following. I mean, he doesn't use it for damim, says the Ritva, because that would be a davar pashuk. He obviously doesn't have damim. So he has to use it for something else. So we bother to look at the Tanya, the following brisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broch Omer, Lefi Shematzinu, Lemumasim Bidei Shamayim. Because we find by certain Misos Bidei Shamayim. What is that? What are cases? Rashi says, where my animal kills a person. Where my animal kills a person, so what is the owner Chayiv? Mamon. He's not Chayiv Misa, based on a drasha elsewhere. Even if he's a Muad, and he should have watched him, still, he is not Chayiv Misa, he's only Chayiv Mamon. So that's the example of Mumasin Bidei Shamayim we're talking about here. Lefi Shematzino Shemumasin Bidei Shamayim. Shenosten Mamonu Mischaper Lahen. In that case, they pay, and that gives them a kapara. But they're Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim, kind of, unless they do tshuva. Shenemar, right, we find more flexible Misa Bidei Shamayim idea, even by the cases that aren't specifically what's called Misa Bidei Shamayim. So, like, for example, by Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, which we discussed a couple of days ago. So we say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the second parak, Ritzicha, maybe there is Misa Bidei Shamayim. If somebody sends somebody to kill somebody, so the Shliach is going to get Misa, but even the Mishaleach is smacks a little bit of Misa B'dei Shamayim. So there are other cases that are not specifically, defined that way in the Torah. So here's another one. Because in a case where a person's animal kills, they could pay, Shinemarim Kofar Yushas Alav, Yacholaf B'dei Adam came. So you might think, even, and some type of Misa B'dei Adam, you might say there's also a possibility of paying, Tamalomar, Cheirim in Adam, Lo Yipadeh. No, doesn't work. Cher min ha'adam, lo yipadeh, you can never give money for a misa bidei Adam. Let's finish the sentence. Ve'ein li ela misos chamuros. And maybe we'll limit this. When could you cannot accept money? Ela b'misos chamuros. Shelo nitna shigasan l'kapara. By serious misos, which don't have any kapara, even in the case of shogeg. What does that mean? By almost all, if not all, chayve krisos, if you did it for shogeg, I'm chayve carbon chatas. If I'm a chal shabbos, or a rayos, or many of the averas, that if I did it for mezid, and I would be chayve kares, with edim with skila, without edim with kares, for shogeg, I'd be chayve chatas. Says the Gemara, so that reflects something, a leniency, relating to these averos. So maybe, ainli elamisos chamuros shalonit nashigas l'kapara. The examples I just gave were cases where their shogeg is nitan l'kapara. So maybe this chumra in the pasuk is only related to cases where their shogeg is not nitan l'kapara. For example, what are cases that there's never a karban involved? So Rashi gives examples of kigon, tekralo parish kol misos, mistayach ishadis achumra deima mono latzilo, amisos chamuros. Umay niyu, kigona osa chabura ba'aviv. Somebody punches their father and wounds them. O gonev nefesh, or kidnaps. There, those aren't chayav kares, and therefore there's no karban chatas related to them. Bishogeg. So says the Gemara, maybe, where does the pasuk say, kol cheirim lo yipadeh? How does the pasuk go? That case where you don't accept money in any of those cases, that's only where it's an action that does not have any kapara element related to it. But maybe misas kalos shet nitron shegasim lekapara minayin. But how do you know by misas kalos that their shogeg would generate a chatos like? It's funny that what are called mitzvahs kalos here? Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah, and Arayos. Those are the mitzvahs kalos that we're talking about here. But why are they kala? Because if they were done shpishogei, they're chayva chatas. So how do you know those would be excluded? So tama lomar, kol cheirim. So that's kol cheirim. Everything's included. You never could take mamon instead of getting killed. Rashi has a second daya of what does it mean, shalonita, that there's, lonita na nita shagas la kapara, as ritzicha. Ritzicha, murder, well, you have gullus to do bishogeg. So Tosa doesn't like that suggestion. He doesn't think that ritzicha could be an example of a misa kala that is shagas la kapara. So he doesn't think that's what the Gemara means as the only example. Okay, one more line, and then we'll go back. Velo says the Gemara. So what was the Havamina and the Maskana? The Maskana of the Pasuk is that the Pasuk is talking about all cases. All cases of Misa, you're never going to be able to pay instead. Whether if you had done the Bishogeg, you would be Chayv Achatas. Whether if you had done them, or any punishment, or whether you had done the Bishogeg, you wouldn't. Doesn't matter. They're all included in not accepting Mamon in that regard. Says the Gemara, come on, what was the Havamina? Velo Memela? Milosichu kofer shamas minei? But don't you know this principle from a previous pasuk that we quoted 20 lines up? That you're not allowed to accept mamon for misa? We already know that from the pasuk at the end of Bamidbar. Right? What does it talk about there? With the end of Shir yesterday? Don't accept mamon if person's chay misa or chay of galus. So what do you need this pasuk for? Lotishko mamona minei v'tiftarei. So kelchem lamaleis. That's exactly what we learned from the other pasuk. So what do we need this extra pasuk for? So stop there for a moment. Let's talk for a minute about charamim before we go to the next. The next line, and that is the Ramban. I can't discuss charamim without doing the Ramban at the end of Vayikra. The last Ramban in Vayikra discusses this pasuk the Gemara is referring to. Kol cheir meshayachem in Adam. Rashi quotes our Gemara. Hayotzei lehareg va'amar echad erko alai lo amar klum. Right, it doesn't say anything. Most yumas, are you holy? Lamus laficha lo yipadeh ein lo damim v'lo erech lashon Rashi, and he quotes that from the Gemara. The Ramban quotes our Gemara and says, well, you learn a couple of things from that pasuk. Number one, like what Rashi says, that erko alai is nothing. Number two, yesh mehen sheomrim shuas hara lachayvi misos she'ein lochin mehen kofer lepotron. Like we just said, don't take money instead. And then he says, v'al derech apshat. What's the derech apshat? What does this pasuk mean? Kol cheirim. Yomar katuf, ki kol ha-machrim mishelo. If anybody is machrim, which means give something to the Beis HaMikdash, using the mechanism of cheirim, from his own property, bein ba'adam, bein behema v'steach huzaso, hu kodesh l'Hashem. You know what the pasuk is telling me? Kol cheirim lo yipadeh. Forget all the drushes. Anyone who is machrim, who gives something to the Beis HaMikdash, that is unredeemable. That goes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the sip, that's the pashup shot, says the Ramban. If you give something of yours to the Beis HaMikdash through the mechanism of cherem, that is unredeemable. That is kedushas haguf, and it can't be redeemed. Shein charamim lekohanim ve'en lehem pidyon. Aval machrim min ha'adam she'eino shelo. But the Ramban says, if you're machrim something that does not belong to you, right? What does the pasuk say? Min ha'adam, that belongs to you. But if you try to give something that does not belong to you, kigon hanil chamim al oyvehem. Like, let's say you're going to battle. V'nodrim neder im nasonti denas amazeh biyadi. If you help me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'achramti yisareihem, I'm going to be machrim something that I'm going to conquer. It's not yours yet. So it says, in that case, says the Ramban, so then it's not that you give that to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not yours yet. Maybe it means that it's asr bahana'a. That you could do. I could ask something bahana'a before it's mine, for me. Or I could say something is the machrim, that it's all off limits. So that you can do. And therefore, he says, he gives examples now from Navi. The most famous example being Yiftach. Yiftach. Yiftach was the one, right? Remember the shofet? He went out, middle of Sefer Shoftim, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you help me out, and the first thing that goes out of my door, I'm going to give that as a carbon olah. And lo and behold, what comes out of his house? His daughter comes out. The Gemara says in Tainus, in the first parak, that there were three people that took risks. Two of them, you know, got answered okay, and one of them did not. Eliezer Eved Avraham, right? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whichever girl comes and gives me water and my camel's water, that's going to be the one. He was also taking a risk. Who is it going to be? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Rivka. It worked out. Shaul HaMelech says, whoever beats Goliath is going to win my daughter's hand in marriage. It could have been a Mukashkin. It could have been somebody, a Mamzer. Who was it? Little David. Okay, Baruch Hashem, it worked out. Yiftach said, I'm going to give the first one. And what happened? Did not work out. And the Mepharshim wonder why they all took risks and why two out of three of them were positively answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And Yiftach was... Yiftach was not. But either way, that is that's the story. It is very unclear. At least we could say that looking in on the psukim. According to each of the Rishonim, it is very clear. But it is unclear, so what exactly happened in the end? So Yiftach comes back, and he's like, oi, I can't believe this is what happened. He was machrim his daughter. That's what the Ramban talks about it here, the last piece in Vayikra. So what happens? He comes back, and his daughter comes out, and she says, Abba, give me a couple of months. And he gave her a couple of months. And what did the psukim say? And shoved him in Perek Yud Aleph. He says, the pasuk says, Vayhi mikeit shnayim chadashim, after 2 months, Vatashev alaviyah, she comes back to her father, Vayas la es nidro asher nadar. He fulfills his neder. That's all it says. Vehi lo yada ish fati chok be Yisrael. She never was with a man, and this was a chok in Israel. By miyamim yamima, and every year, telachna benos Yisrael, litanos labas yiftach agiladi. They went to wail about her. Arbas yamim bashanah, 4 times a year. That's all it says. So what impression do you get from the psukim? Was she dead, or was she not dead? They went, she asked for 2 months, he fulfilled his neder, she would never knew a man, and every year they went to wail about her, with her. Machlokas Rishonim, what actually happened. The Eben Ezra and the Radak say she was not killed. She went and basically became a hermit. That was the kiyum of being machrim her. She was away from everybody else, says the Radak there. Hifrisha mibnei Adam, lish lasheves biduda, osekes ba'avodas Hashem. Right, that is, she was alone. So every fourth of the year, they went to visit her, and that's why it says she was alive, but she never was with a man. They went to visit her, etc. That is the Radak, that is the Eben Ezra. Says the Ramban, Chas v'shalom. And, to quote his Lashon, Va'al tehe nifte behevle Rebbe Avraham. Don't be seduced by the nonsense of the Eben Ezra. Pretty strong Lashon. Ha'omer. Remember, whenever the Ramban talks, remember what he writes in the Hagdama to his commentary on relating to the other Rishonim. He says to Rashi, Lo Mishpata Bechora. Rashi's the Bechor. So remember, whatever I say on Al Torah, Rashi's the Bechor. I'm saying it right now. And Eben Ezra, he has the famous line of Ahava Misuteres and Tochachas Megula. Right? Open, screaming, rebuke, arguing, and hidden love. That's what he asked of the Eben Ezra. So here's an example of the Tochacha Megula. He says, Alte nifta behevli Rabbi Avram. Don't be seduced that when it says Vaha'avlateyu Ola, that means that he's just going to put her in a forest and never be with her. No! He killed her, says the Ramban. Read the Psukim. He said he was going to bring an Ola, and it says that he fulfilled his neder. That's the Cherem. That's what happened. Lomar mia yoti midalsei beisi ish o isha kodesh l'Hashem she parish midarki olam lamud l'shari s'peshem Hashem betfilah v'hodos l'alokim. No, it's not true. That's not the. That wasn't exactly what happened, right? He was obviously wrong. Yiftach was wrong, says the Ramban. He should have been shoal on his neder, and that's what the Midrashim talk about. That Yiftach and Pinchas were both wrong. They were both too high to say, "I'm not going to him." You know, I won the war, says Yiftach, and Pinchas says, "I'm the Kohen Gadol, so I'm not going to him. He should come to me." And that's why Pinchas lost the Kuna Gedola. From that point, that was it. Pinchas lived for a very long time. But this was it according to Chazal. So that's what it says. Eilu divrei ruach, says the Ramban. Ki im nadar sheyehe l'Hashem, einenu sheyehe parush. Aval yeh kamo Shmuel, shamra imon azatiyah l'Hashem, vayim mishari beis Hashem lo parush, ukefi mishpatei haTorah, ein biyad adam sheyadur biyotzei pesach beiso sheyeh prushim. What kind of neder is that? I make a neder that she's going to be a parish, right? Ein biyado, right? You can't do that. Avodar kipshuto, the teuso hayemim ashamarti, right? Take the psukim kipshuto, ki chashav Yiftach thought, kasher cherem nagid li Yisrael chal v'kayem lahamis anashim. That's what he thought, right? But that's not true. That's not true. But that was what the machlokas we shown him. What exactly happened in the story of one of our great shoftim. Okay, but it has to do with a cherem, the lashon of charamim, and that's why the Ramban talks about it on this pasuk right here. So let's get back now to our daf. So again, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara is quoting this pasuk of v'kol cherem asher yacharam, and we ended up saying that's teaching me don't accept payment for any of the misos. So the Gemara said, well, you know that all from the other pasuk, right? From the pasuk at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, you know, don't accept money instead of killing somebody or instead of sending somebody to Golus. So, we're still at the question, what do you need this last pasuk for? So, Amarami Bar Chama, Itzrich, you still need the extra pasuk. Salkadai Dachamina, I might have said, Hani Mili Hecha, I might have said, when do you say that you don't accept money? Hani Mili Hecha to Hargo Derech Aliyah. You might say that you don't accept money in a case where he killed Derech Aliyah. Remember from Maseches Makos days. If somebody has the axe and he kills in an upward motion, why, what's the importance of an upward motion? Shlo nidja shagasal kapara. In that case, as we know, you don't go to Golus. You only go to Golus with Derech Yerida, not Derech Aliyah. Aval hargo Derech Yerida. But if I killed him in a downward motion with the axe, the nitna shagasal kapara, where there you go to Golus, ema nishko mamona mine. Viniftere, maybe in that case, because you see already that Peshogeg, there is different method, so to here, maybe mamon is also an okay method. Kamash Malan, that's why you don't say that. Tosas points out that this Havamina is very difficult to understand. Because what's the reason that Derech Aliyah, what's the Havamina? That Derech Aliyah is going to be more Chamor. Derech Aliyah, you can't accept money instead of killing. But Derech Yerida, you can, because you see Golus. What's the reason that Derech Aliyah, he doesn't go to Golus? Because it's less Chamor. It's Karav Lones. Not Shogeg Karav Lamezid. So, you look at reading Maseches Makos. Derech Aliyah is totally beyond my control, a total onus. That's why I don't go to Golus. So this Havamina, that just looking at it in technical terms, this action, does it go to Golus or does it not go to Golus? Tosis is mayor already that, again, we rejected in the Kamash Malan. But the Havamina is very difficult, because the Havamina is not looking at it in terms of Chumra and Kula, but just in terms of a Maisa that has another option, Bishogig, and a Maisa that doesn't have another option, Bishogig. Because if you think about it logically, the Havamina is really the opposite of what we would think logically, because Derech Aliyah is less stringent, and that's why you don't go to Golus, because it's Karav La'ones. Mash'enkein, the Havamina here, where we're saying, oh, maybe it will be more Chamer. Sitosis points that out on the top. Avagad, the Derech Aliyah killed Tfei mi Derech Yerida. See, he notes that difficulty, but again, it is a Havamina that is quickly rejected. So let's continue now. Says the Gemara, so Amalei Rava. So wait a minute, so now you're saying that you needed the extra pasuk to include Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah? But we know that also. We know that from 3 days ago. Amalei Rava, Hamidatarna Debe Chizki Anafka. from our good friend Tana de Bechizkia, who already told us, Chayvei Misa Shogegin, there's no distinctions. When it comes to Kimlei, it's across the board. Remember the Hekish? The Tana de Bechizkia, Makia Adam, Makia Behema. We compare when a person kills a person and a person kills an animal. Ma Makia Behema, just like if I kill my friend's animal. Lochi Laktabo, there are no distinctions. I'm always Chayiv. Lochi Laktabo, Bein Shogeg Lamezid, Bein Miskavin Lashain Miskavin, Bein Derech Yerid Lederech Aliyah. Lepotro mamon elo lechayvo mamon. Just like by killing an animal, he's always chayiv. Shogei mezid yirid aliyah. Everything, everything. What about ones? That we weren't sure about. That we discussed in the Aflamet Hey. What about chayvi misa's onsim? Is there kimle there? So that was a question. But just like he's not machalik between anything, afmaka adam. So do if you kill a person. Lotachlivo be shogin lemezid be miskavin l'shein miskavin bein derech yirid lo derech aliyah. We don't have any distinctions. Lechayvo mamon elapotro mamon. You're always patur. So there's no havamina to be mechal between Yerida and Aliyah. So we're back to the question of what is this pasuk at the end of Vayikra teaching me? Right, of Kol Cheirem. It's not teaching me that, oh, even in this case. You know from all cases, Tana Bechizkia. So we're back to the question. So Ela Amar Rami Bar Chama, it's Shrich. So Rami Bar Chama says the following. You need the pasuk. Sakadai Dechamina, Hani Mili Hecha. No, I might have said that when does Kimlei apply, Hani Mili Hecha, Desima Es Eino, Vahar Goba. As an example, maybe Kimlei only applies if it's one extended action, which brings with it a Chiyav Misa and a Chiyav Mamon. A master is Misame Eino, right? He blinds someone, and then it continues to be a Maka Shel Misa. So that's where you would say Kimlei. Aval Hecha Desima Es Eino, Vahar Goba Davar Acher, but where there's two different actions involved, Ema Nishka Mamona Mine. Maybe the whole Tana de Bechizkia, maybe the whole Kimlei is only by one fluid action. But if it is two different, even physical actions, maybe you wouldn't say Kimlei, right? That is now a Havamina that we say is why we might have not have been Mechalik between Kimlei. Again, that goes to the root and the lumbus of Kimlei. Right, is Kimlei about defining the act? Is it about two punishments? So that Havamina is for sure about defining the act, and you would only say it by one fluid action. But if it's two different ones, somebody kills, right, and you shoot an arrow on Shabbos, so it's the same fluid action. You shoot an arrow, and it goes into Rishas Arabim, and it rips a shirt. But if it's two different actions, so maybe you wouldn't say Kimlei, that was the Havamina, and Kol Cheirim includes that case. So again, says the Gemara, wait a minute, Amalei Rava, I know that also. Hanam Me'idach Tana Debechizkiya Nafka, I know that from another Tana Debechizkiya, which we haven't had yet, but it quotes it here, the Tana Debechizkiya, Ayin Tachas Ayin, we darshan, right, in the, an eye for an eye, in the 8th parak in Baba Kama. Velo, what does Ayin Tachas Ayin mean? And we know that means money. We don't do an eye for an eye literally. Right, ayin tachas ayin, the maskan of the Gemara is, an eye for an eye, money for an eye. Velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. But you never pay more. It's never more than being commensurate. Velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Meaning it's never beyond. Tosfos says, what does that drush have to do with us? We're not talking about ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. We're just talking about two different actions. So, look at Tosfos for a minute. Tosfos Yemaskal Ha, he explains the exact question here. Lav me'ahi drasha gufa ka'amar danaf galan. Right, the Gemara is not quoting that drasha, because that drasha has nothing to do with us, right? What are we trying to figure out? We're trying to say, you know, that if it's two different actions. So that drasha is not about two different actions. It's just saying two different punishments. So, da'ahi drasha lo shaycha kla, l'simes eino varga v'davar acher. Nothing to do with us. Ella, what does the Gemara really mean here? Tosa says, hachi dayek. It's a parallel. It's a kihechi. It's a just like. The kihechi didarshinan velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, just like we have that drasha, because there it's beyond what you should be chayiv. So hachanami darshinan. Also, we can make the drasha. I mean, it's ikar chasim and a sefer here, but it's still a parallel. So here we can have the drasha of nefesh tachas nefesh velo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh, and you have nefesh tachas nefesh, right? Not knowing with ayin tachas ayin. But nefesh tachas nefesh, somebody is killed for killing, and we don't have anything extra besides. Velo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. And Tosis punchline, Besima es eino bahargo b'davar acher, if there's two different actions, lo chashiv ayin v'nefesh ela nefesh greida. Right? If somebody kills and wounds in two different actions, so then that's we don't look at the other action. Demasha simas eino bishas hariga lo chashiv klum. Dibalav hachi hayames el shehemiso b'tzar maruba. He just made it more painful, but it's not looked at as anything extra. So that's what the Gemara really means here. Not literally the drasha of Tana de Bechizkia, but in general that this is beyond. If it's two different actions, so that's what we would say, that's what we would learn as a parallel to that Tana de Bechizkia. So again, our pasuk is extra. So we're still stuck. We started off today's daf with a question, and we still haven't answered it. We still don't know what the maskana would be. There is a chashuke chemen on that line of Tosis. Tosfos says, if somebody is chayav misa already, then doing something else to him, you know, won't have any effects. So in that regard, he talks about somebody who is chayav misa but didn't get a bris mila yet. In that context, is that an isser of chavala? He's going to die. In that context, not exactly parallel, but he, on this line of Tosfos, he discusses mashasimas ein b'chazariga lo chashav klum. Right on that line of Tosfos, he has the following case: what happens if a non-Jew wants to get bris mila? You allowed to do it? If a non-Jew wants to get mild. So again, if I'm a doctor in a hospital, and most non-Jews nowadays are circumcised anyway. So just to doing it, that's fine, to doing a circumcision. But what if they come and they say, I want bris mila, the shame bris mila. So is there anything wrong with that? Right? L'kabel schar. Not as a mitzvah v'os, as an ein mitzvah v'yoseh. The guy knows that non-Jews don't have to get bris mila, but he wants to do it, l'kabel schar. I know this is I'm not ready to become Jewish, but, you know, I know the Jews are a very special nation. Maybe I'm a Noahide. Maybe I believe in God and I believe in everything, but bris mila, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. Everybody gets circumcised. So, you know what? Or maybe he's asking for his son. Whatever it is. So, that's the Shaila. So, he says, right, well, the Rambam tells us, based on the Gemara, there's only two mitzvahs that a non-Jew can't do. Only two mitzvahs. Shabbos and Torah. That's it. And the Rambam's lashon is because Shabbos and Torah are so defining that would be creating a new religion if they take those on. And that's why those two are unique. It's a beautiful Rambam. You've never seen it before in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam discusses in the 10th parak those two mitzvahs. But all the other ones, the Rambam says, Ben Noach sharatzal azos mitzvah mishar mitzvahs haTorah, kedei lekabel schar, ein monin oso la'asos akil chasa. You don't prevent them. And the Radvaz there has two ha'aris, two hosafas. Number one, as long as they only want to do it as an enum mitzvah v'yoseh. If they think they're commanded, that's just wrong. Number two, the Radvaz says, this we've quoted before, maybe the mitzvos that have to do with Kedusha, Vitara, maybe we shouldn't let them do, like Tefillin, Sefer Torah, and Mezuzah. Those are the ones that they quote. But others not. So what about Bris Mila? What about Bris Mila? So, says Rav Zilberstein here, he says, it's a Tshuvas HaRambam, that befavors that it's mutter. Chuvas Rambam, because of Chuvas Rambam and Kuf Mem Ches, Mutter li Yisrael la Mula Goy, Im Rotza Goy lechrosa arla ula asira, Lefi shekol mitzvah sha Goy ose, noten aleschar. Every mitzvah that he does, as long as he does it as an eno mitzvah vi ose, he still gets schar for it. Okay? So that's the case. But then he quotes, 1 minute. But there's a very famous question. We dealt with this in Parsha Shir years ago. That is, why did an Avram Avinu do Bris Mila before he was commanded? Avram Avinu did every other mitzvah in the book before it was commanded, right? Even Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara says, and yet he didn't do Bris Mila. Famous question by the Achronim. Why did Avram Avinu do Bris Mila beforehand? So many answers given. Many answers given. One of them is that, well, Gadol HaMitzvah V'Yosef Mishein HaMitzvah V'Yosef. So by all other mitzvahs, you could do them more than once in your life. So do it as an Ein HaMitzvah V'Yosef, and then later on you do it as a Mitzvah V'Yosef. Bris Mila, you only got one shot. You only have one shot. So if you do it as an Ein Zuv Yoseh, you're never going to be able to do it again because you're already Yotzei the Mitzvah. So one answer. Other answers given in other contexts. But the Panim Yafis, the Afla says that before he was commanded was an Isser of Chavala. If someone, before he was commanded to do Bris Mila, there's an Isser to wound. So, there's counter pressure. You can do every mitzvah in the book as long as you're not violating any averus. But here there's an isra of chavala. So that's why Avraham Avinu couldn't do it until he had the mitzvah, which would then define it as not being an act of chavala. Fine. So, ask Rav Zilberstein, how could a guy do bris mila? right, is a guy usher in wounding himself, right? From that discussion of the Panim Yafos, it sounds like, yeah, a guy, meaning Avraham Avinu had the status of a Ben Noach, didn't he? Of a guy beforehand. So he couldn't do Bris Mila because of Chavala. So is that, that's a problem. So how can we allow a non-Jew to do it? Unless you say, and this is a Lumdis, unless you say, Avraham Avinu was different than a non-Jew today. At that time, in the time of Avraham Avinu, there was zero Bris Mila in the world. It wasn't even a candidate to anybody. Nowadays, it's at least commanded to Jews. So maybe that already has defined it as not being an act of Chavala, and therefore a non-Jew, even though he's not Mitzuveh, it wouldn't be an act of Chavala. Fine. But then, what does that do with us? We're not going to do the second half of the discussion. He gets into a Gemara, Mesechta Avodah Zarah. Somebody who is going out to be killed, and he never had Bris Mila. So he does Bris Mila to himself as he's going to be killed. So, is that appropriate or not? Is that considered Chavala if he's going to be killed anyway? That's what it has to do with our Tosfos, right? You're wounding him as you're killing him. Is that just called a Misa with a little more Tsar, or is it called Chavala itself? So that's his discussion on that line of Tosfos. Anyway, so back to our discussion. So we're up to the last stage, almost the last stage. What does the Pasuk of Kol Chayrim teach me? Right? Everything that we've tried has been unsuccessful. So Ella Amar of Ashi Itzrich, Zakat Adachamina Hol Vechidushu Dechitcha Chetorah Beknas. Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to something we've mentioned before in the parak. Maybe since the Torah says by Knasos are a Chidush. Right, as we know, it's not a payment, it's a knas. So maybe by knasos, avagad miklo mishalem, you should pay in addition, kamash v'law. That's the chiddush of kol cheirim. Even by knasos, you apply kimle b'drav aminei. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ula Rabba to Amar, not everybody agreed to that. Rabba had said, chiddush yusha chiddush dar b'knas, avagad miklo mishalem. Rabba had argued. Rabba said, according to following Rabbi Meir's opinion, that you do have, you do pay in addition to be killed when it comes to a knas. So hi kol cheirim hayav lace, what does he use our pasuk for? So sabar lake tana kama to bechanan min akavya. See, he learns it from one of the earlier sources, halachas that we had on the bottom of the previous amud. Right, he used it for one of those halachas. He would have to hold like one of those opinions. Okay, Viter. There's a big discussion, we can't go into it now, we don't have time, but the Shita B'Kubet says right here is one of the sources for knas versus mammon. Right, the big sugi in Knas versus Mammon is that Mammon is mechuyah from the action itself. Knas has to be implemented by Beis Din. That's why Moed B'Knas Pater, or Knas doesn't exist. The Gilyon HaShas in Makas Daf Hei discusses this, but the Shita B'Kubet says right here has a crucial lashon. The Havamina here, not to say Kimle by Knas, is because it's very different than Mammon. Kamash Malan, Knas is very close to Mammon. And right here, the Shita B'Kubet says, has a lashon like that, that don't think it's so different. Knasos and Mammonis aren't so different from each other. Right? That's the maskana, in the Gemara here. Vayter. Says the Mishnah. Nara, and it's arsav, and it's garsha. We know a knas is for a nara that has never been, married. Right? If she's married, then there's a chi of misa. But what if she was married, nis arsa, but then she was nis garsha? If she's a ba'ula, also nothing to talk about. Right, but what if she had Erisin, and then she got divorced, but not Erisin? So she's still a Nara Besula, but she had Erisin previously. So is there a Knas there? Machlokas. Reb Yossi Aglili Omer Ein Lo Knas. Then it would apply by if she became an Almana also. The Sharm Sian Balacha just says it's more common to have Gerishin than to have Misa. Reb Yossi Aglili Omer Ein Lo Knas. Reb Yossi Aglili says, no Knas. Knas is only for a woman that was never Nisares. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yesh La Knas, but Knas Al Atzma. Rabbi Akiva says, no, she does get a Knas, and she keeps the Knas. Knas Al Atzma doesn't go to her father, because she has been separated from her father, she had Erisin, and then a Gerishin. What happens if she had Chuppah, but you know she wasn't Nivellus? What about in that case? So the Rambam there says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there wouldn't be a Knas. Once she had Nisuin, so then it's nothing to talk about. Even if she's still a Nara Besula, once there's Nisuin, there is nothing to talk about. Okay, but the only case is Erisin and then Nisgarsha. My time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that once there was Erisin, it's finished, Amar Kra, Asher Lo Orasa, Ha Orasa, Ein Lo Knas. It says that she never had Erisin. If she ever had Erisin, no more Knas. Rabbi Akiva, Asher Lo Orasa, Li Aviha, Ha Orasa, La Atzma. You're right. The Pasuk in Chumash is teaching you something, that only if she never had Erisin, it goes to the father. But if she had Erisin, then it goes to her. If she's still in Erisin, then she's that's Chiyamisa. But if she already had Erisin and no longer, then it goes to her. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So every detail in the Pasuk you should say only applies, oh, with these three details it goes to the father. Without these three details it goes to her. So why don't you darshan the other two? Elamayata, Nara v'lo Bogeres, Achanamidil Atzma. Why does Rabbi Kiva darshan it this way? Nara goes to the father. Bogeres goes to her. Or Besula v'lo Be'ula, Hachanami Dila Atzma. You should darshan, Be'ula goes to her. Ella, but nobody's going to say that. Ella, what must you say? Legamre. Those two are telling you the halacha, that there's a knas by Besula, and there's no knas, period, by Be'ula. There's a knas by Nara, and there's no knas, period, by Bogeres. So to here, you should say, there's a knas by Lo Orasa, but by Orasa, there's no knas, period. So Legamre, Ella Legamre, Hachanami Legamre. So what does Rabbi Akiva do that for? So Amalecha Rabbi Akiva, hi lo orasa. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you know what? I'm not making any diyukim. Forget the diyuk I made before, because you're right, the other two wouldn't be parallel. Lo orasa, I just use for a different halacha. So I could just say myself, one's law was the atzma. Amalecha Rabbi Akiva, hi lo orasa. Me boy, look at the Tanya for the following brisa. Asher lo orasa, prat, lenarish, and his arsam, and his garsha, she'en lo knas, div Rabbi Yosi Aglili, as we said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh lo knas, v'knasa liaviha. No, she does have a knas. And it goes to the father. We'll talk about the Sira in Rabbi Akiva. But you see Rabbi Akiva holds, there's a knas, meaning we don't say, asher lo orasa teaches me anything. It's lav davka. The adin no saying. And really, it should go to the father. Right now, the father could still marry her off again. She never had any suin. And the father is zakai in her knas. So ma kesef kidusheha, ava bishin as azav and as garsha liavia. If the father would want to marry her off again, he would be able to. Right? She's still a nara. And af kesef knasa, ava bishin as arsav and as garsha liavia. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, that the father gets the knas even if she had Erisin, and then Niskarsha. Imkein ma tamalo asher lo orasa. So what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says, asher lo orasa is purely there for Xerishava. Mufne lahakish lo v'laduni menu Xerishava. Right, is to teach me the following. Namar kan. Meaning, asher lo orasa means, what's the pashtus? What would Rabbi Kiva say the pashtus right is? That she doesn't have Erisin now. Meaning, because if she would have Erisin now, there'd be a chiv misa. That's all it means. But don't be medayik that she never had Erisin. So what is it there for on a deeper level? To teach me Xera Shava. Namar kan asher lo orasa, v'namar lahalon asher lo orasa. Meaning, ones and mefate. Ma'an kan nun, af lahalon nun. Just like here it says 50, so to there, 50. Uma lahalon shkalon, af kan shkalon. We have this back in the beginning of this parak. So it's there for the Xera Shava. V'Rebbe Akiva. So basically we used asher lo orasa to teach me a total of Xera Shava and lav dafka a diuk of that we were trying to learn before. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Akiva, my chaz is to asher lo orasa l'gzeira shava. Why does he use that part of the pasuk for the gzeira shava? U bisula lim ute b'ula. But asher lo orasa is not literal, but bisula is literal. Bisula lim ute b'ula. Why don't you do the opposite? It also says the word bisula by mafate. So ema bisula l'gzeira shava. Maybe bisula is there for gzeira shava. And Rashi explains. And maybe you pay a knas even by a b'ula. Besula is not dafka, and v'asher lo orasa prat l'narash nisarsav nisgarsha. Meaning there are two phrases. One Rabbi Kiva takes literally, and one he doesn't. So Gemara says, why does he take literally besula, and asher lo orasa he just uses for the gzera shava? What about the opposite? Say asher lo orasa is literal, and if she had erisin ever, there would not be a knas, and say that besula is not literal. Says the Gemara, no. Mistavra asher lo orasa l'gzera shava. No, it makes it logical to say that's used for Xera Shava. Why? Shariani Kareba Nara Besula. Because the pasuk says she has to be a Nara Besula. Says the Gemara. So what? Adarabba. Besula Xera Shava. Shariani Shahare Ani Kareba Shalo Arasa. Meaning, whatever you take literally is good. And the other one is not meant to be taken literally. Maskana Mistavra Ha Ishtani Gufa Vahalo Ishtani Gufa. No. Besula we're going to take literally because the change from Besula to Be'ula is a physical sharp change in her body. Erisin and no Erisin, her body doesn't change. So that's why we'd rather not take that literally. Besula, excluding Be'ula, we're going to take literally because that represents a stronger change. Period. Tosfos and the Ritva and here, all the other Rishonim ask, What's the whole question of why doesn't he use this one for Gzeira Shava, that one for Gzeira Shava? Doesn't the Gemara say elsewhere that you can only darshan Gzeira Shava that you have from your Rebbe? Ain adam dung Gzeira Shava me'atzmo. So what's the lava mean? Why doesn't he do this? So it explains the Ritva here. It's a little bit in Tosfos, but it explains the Ritva, what we've said many times. He got this from his grand Rebbe, the Ramban. And he gets this up from other Rishonim. Gzeira Shava is you have from your Rebbe, but not all the details of Gzeira Shava. The fact that there is a Gzeira Shava from this word, or the fact that Gzeira Shava between these two parshias, that we know, but which halachas do we darshan from there, which, if we have a choice to connect this parsha to parsha A or to parsha B, a lot, there is flexibility within. So that is what the Rishonim here say. That was, you know, there's a Gzeira Shava between Onis and Mefata. But which word is going to be the Gzeira Shava and which word is going to be the Diuk in the Parsha? So that's unclear. So that's why the Gemara could ask the question, and we ended up coming up with a logical reason of Besula being the one that's literal and the Asher Lo Arasa teaching me in terms of the Gzeira Shava. Period. Vaita, let's finish up. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does how does he know the kasher between Onis and Mefata? Everybody agrees to that. So Ganafkala Mikatanya, he knows it from what we had earlier. Kasav Yishkol Kamara Psulos. Kasav Yishkol, meaning Mefata should pay like Psulos, like Ones. Shezek Kamara Psulos, Umar Psulos Kaseh. So we answer. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, Kasher the Bikiva the Rabbi Kiva. We brought in that new brisa, but now there's a stira. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says that if it's Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, the knas goes to her. The brisa says Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, the knas goes to the father. Shrei Tanoi, I'll leave with Rabbi Akiva. Right? So, machlokas of the later Tanoim in Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Bish, Lama Rabbi Akiva, Lamas Nisan. I understand Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, who says that it goes to her. Lo Asya Gzeira Shava, Umafkile Lekrami Pashta Lagamre. There's still something learned out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, if she's not an Arusa, it goes to the father. So what if she was an Arusa? So it goes to her. So I understand the Pasuk on a basic level. El Rabbi Kiva de Brisa, but according to Rabbi Kiva de Brisa, so if she didn't have Arison, it goes to her father. If she had Arison, it goes to her father. So what does the Pasuk mean? That she didn't have Arison. Asik Zer Shavu, Mafi, Pasha Lagamre. The Pasuk's totally uprooted, the Zer Shav is totally uprooting the Pasuk. So what are you going to say? What I said before outside. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Kari Be Asher Lo Arusa. It means she's not an Arusa right now. That's what the Pasuk means. So the Gemara says, that's obvious. Arusa Baskiloi. What's the Havamina there? She's Chayavis Misa with him if it was Baratzon. So what do you have to tell me that? So the Gemara says no. As we said earlier, well, this is a knas, so you might have said knas is even if a chay misa. Kamash balanat. Well, the Rabba d'amar chiddushu shechidushatar beknas alvagad mikta mishalim. But according to Rabba, you know, you are chay of knas. There is no kimle. So Michael amemar. So back to the question on the mish. What is according to Rabbi Akiva of the Brisa? Isn't the pasuk totally uprooting the pshat? Savolak Rabbi Akiva the Masnisan. Okay, you're right. The Rabba would have to hold like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, who says that if she had Arison, if she didn't have Arison, it goes to the father, and if she had Arison, it would go to her. That's what he would have to. That's what you have to say. Okay, we'd have to stop here, I guess. By Tanur Avanan. Again, there's a big discussion in the world of Gzeira Shava, but we'll have to continue. Again, I'm sorry. I said today we're going to discuss the difference between Onis and Mefata. It's really on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, we'll have, Ed Hashem, the discussion of Onis versus Mefata. Okay, we'll stop here.